Hello?
Mr. President, ready for the 10 o'clock briefing.
Yeah.
I got a report from Ed McDermott last night.
Yeah.
In which he said there are casualties. It appears now that casualties will be less than had been anticipated at first, but the property damage is going to be considerably damaged. It's going to be considerable. And that it's going to take anywhere, it's not just weeks, but at least months and possibly a year before real progress has been made toward rehabilitating the industries of the Alaskan fishing industry has suffered a very heavy blow. The result is that wage earners are going to be totally without income for several months, and that the state has been severely hit in terms of revenue. But we may have to go into some long-range relief program of some kind for Alaska. He should be back in Washington today. He's calling immediate meetings with the heads of the various agencies affected so that he can have a full report for you as soon as possible. And I think that would be pretty good stuff for this 10 o'clock briefing.
Okay.
Now, one other thing, sir. Are you having anybody out there today that I can tell them about? Out there today that I can tell them about? Out there today that I can tell them about? Out there today that I can tell them about?
No. Tell them I'll be working on mail and documents.
Now, do you know about this general over at Bergstrom?
No.
There's a general over at Bergstrom. It seems that Curtis LeMay has offered to do an aerial briefing of damage in Alaska. And Brigadier General O.F. Lassiter has the pictures. He's standing by in Bergstrom.
They told me that he'd fly somebody down here if I wanted him. I told him no, I'd be back up there.
Well, I thought if you were going to see him, I would tell him you were also going to get this briefing.
No, I'm not going to see him.
Okay, sir.
All right.